The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast is made possible by the Spreely Network. It is the network, Spreely, for free thought and free people. I want you to go to your app store and download their Freedom Hub. Do it today, ladies and gentlemen. It's much too important. We depend on you. Freedom is waiting. The Freedom Hub from Spreely. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Trump is surging in the polls, surging in the hearts and the minds of the American people. It's glorious. It's wonderful. And the radical left are having meltdowns. I'm going to show you one. I'm going to show you what's happening. Ken Paxton in Texas, an example of how Texas is still in the process of becoming even more red than it is. Texas is not becoming a blue state. I will explain and show you evidence as to why this is the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, The Right Side with Doug Billings is now upon you. Are you ready? Let's go.
Hey, everybody. My name is General Mike Flynn, and I'm here to do a big shout-out for my great friend and one of the best in the business, Mr. Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings. Doug is the future of the airwaves when it comes to independent broadcasters and podcasters. He is the new Rush Limbaugh. He's exactly what America needs right now, looking for honesty, looking for wisdom, looking for truth, looking for patriotism. Listen to Doug Billings at Right Side with Doug Billings. God bless you and God bless America, and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are winning. We're winning, winning, winning. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Are you ready?
We are not liberal snowflakes who melt away in the face of tragedy, adversity, and challenge. We are a covenant nation under God. And his divine providence is not dead and it's not gone. It is living within each and every one of you. And you will bring it to life in such a way that the world has never seen before. We never back down. We never give up. We march forward.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for joining me again, coming to you from smack dab in the middle of the fruited plain of the United States and providing an avenue for you to become the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land, ladies and gentlemen. So a little personal story here to begin. Those of you who are astute and who are keen on noticing differences in this program and so forth, you will notice that between now and December, my speech will be somewhat affected because I have had some dental work done on a permanent crown in my mouth. And so there is a device, a piece, a tooth in there. And the mechanism within makes me sometimes it's difficult to pronunciate words like I used to. And it might sound like I have a bit of a lisp in some instances and stumble over some words because this thing is so, it's so in my way, you know what I mean, with regards to speaking. I don't think it's drastically obvious, but I think that many of you will inevitably notice. So I wanted to just let you know what's going on. This goes way back to when I was a kid. I was 12 or 13 years old, and my dad's office at home, he had a big wooden desk where he would do all of his work and so forth with human resources and whatnot. And I was pulling myself up, sitting in his chair, pulling myself up to the desk, and the chair had wheels on the bottom of it, and the daggum chair, I pulled myself up too fast and the wheels went out from underneath the chair. I went forward, face first, mouth first, into his desk, and I chipped the front right tooth in my mouth. And so, gosh, I mean, I went to the dentist. The dentist said I was too young to have any work done. I had to wait for the nerves to retract a little bit within the bone of the tooth and the root of the tooth and so forth. And so I walked around for a few years with a chipped tooth. And when I was 16, went in for the dental work, and they created this permanent crown. Well, this thing has lasted for decades, or the old one did, I should say. And the other, last month, it became loose, and the root within that top root, top front tooth, I had a root canal done on it all those years ago when I got the crown. So don't really feel a lot of pain in that tooth, but the crown itself became loose, and I was going, oh no, what am I? I was scheduled to go give a speech in Las Vegas at the Clay Clark Reawaken Tour, going to be meeting with some people. And I was going, I can't have this happening. So anyway, I've gone to the dentist. They've taken an impression of my mouth. They have this thing called a flipper that is now in my mouth. It replaces the front tooth. And because the top of it fits on the roof of my mouth, it is difficult to pronunciate words, and especially words that have S's and other consonant sounds. So anyway, bear with me. I've got to wear this thing and be in this until December, because it takes a few months for that surgery that they did the other day. They took out the root of my the tooth that I was born with. And now, you don't need to know the gory details, but now I've got this thing in here that is in place while I heal, dentally speaking. And we will go from there. So I notice it probably more than you do, but it is difficult to speak and to say each word with great emphasis. And so I know that you're accustomed to hearing the most unique and wonderful voice in all of podcast land come at you every time you listen to this program. And I will endeavor, as I always do, is to be the broadcast professional that you expect, one who can speak well, say words correctly, and not sound the fool, but you'll have to bear with me. So that's what's going on with me. I hope you can get beyond that if you notice it all. And so here we go. So, wow. I want to start out with Texas. Had a good time with Chad Prather. Speaking of Texas, a Texas Patriot, was in Kansas City last week, and had a good time catching up with him on Friday and Saturday when he was in Kansas City. And we talked a little bit about this, but the Ken Paxton episode in Texas, I want to begin here today to start the show with this, because Texas is a microcosm of what may be happening in the Republic as a whole. We look at Texas and we have to understand that it is still in its conversion process from a blue state to a red state. Because there's a lot of people out there who are panicking and who are claiming that, oh no, Texas is turning blue. Texas is purple. Oh my God, we've got to put the brakes. We got to do something. Well, whoa, wait a minute. I'm not convinced of that. I'm not convinced that Texas is becoming blue. In fact, I think that Texas is still in the process of turning red, believe it or not. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, historically speaking. You look back on Texas history, and Ann Richards, for the love of all that's terrible, was their governor. And we look at the trends in Texas elections over the last four election cycles. We see that Texas is still, despite your fears, if you have them, it's still becoming more and more red. You look at 2022, the results in 2022 were more red than blue, as opposed to what they were in 2020. 2020's results, they were more blue than the results of 2018. And 2018's results were more Republican than that of 2016. So on and so on and so on. One of the factors that people cite when they start talking about this is the influx of people immigrating from California to Texas, as if every single person leaving California and landing in Texas is a liberal. And that's not the case. You see, liberals tend to like liberalism. Liberals tend to like staying where they are. There's data out there that shows that these people who are leaving California, they are leaving their rural areas of that state, the conservative counties out there. These people are hardcore conservatives, my friends. They're the ones moving to Texas, not radical, woke, left-leaning liberals. And let me just, one point of context to help illustrate this. Beto O'Rourke won the native Texan vote by 2 points back in 2018. As opposed to Ted Cruz, who won the, what do you want to call it, the California leaving influx vote, the California migrant vote. Ted Cruz won that vote by almost 18 points. So that does not prove that Texas is getting bluer. It's the exact opposite. And it does us well to remember that when using Ted Cruz as our example, I mean, we got to remember that Ted Cruz is not incredibly popular in Texas. So I'm going to talk about this when we come back. I'm going to tell you what the problem in Texas is. It's not that it's turning more blue. There is a problem in Texas. Ken Paxton was a victim of this problem. We're going to talk about it when we come back. Before I go, I want you to go and look up DougBillings.us, the website. We are offering a conference in Kansas City, the Determined Patriotism Conference. General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Mel Kay, Ann Vandersteel, myself, Christy Hutcherson, Alex Stone, a whole many other speakers in Kansas City. Go to this website, DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us, ladies and gentlemen. $75 ticket for these 2 days. Gets you VIP access to the speakers, to the meet and greet. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be great in Kansas City. Ladies and gentlemen, November 10th and 11th, come and spend Veterans Day with us, Veterans Day weekend with us in Kansas City. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. I'll be right back right after this break. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I am standing shoulder to shoulder with Mike Lindell and his employees over at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Billings when you go over there to MyPillow.com. Everything that you need. You already know about the sheets, the pillows, obviously the pillows, the slippers, the best slippers in the world, ladies and gentlemen. They even have dog beds and pet beds over there. I've got two of them for my service dog, Jet. Absolutely, I do. MyPillow.com, stand shoulder to shoulder with me and Mike Lindell as we support his employees as he endeavors to become one of the refounders, if you will, one of the refounding fathers of our republic. It's the least we can do. MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Please, ladies and gentlemen, MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Believe it, for the Republic. Cheers. I want to tell you about the good people over at EMP Shield, electromagnetic pulse, ladies and gentlemen. It can fry your home electrical system or your vehicle's electrical system. But if you attach one of these, now this is for your breaker box at home. There's a smaller version that goes on your battery of your car, your vehicle. That will prevent it from being fried in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Because as you know, thanks to Administrator Biden, many people coming across the border now who don't exactly have the best of intentions. Protect yourself. EMPShield.com. Get huge discounts over there if you use the promo code Doug.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
All right, everybody. Hi, welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Again, talking a lot about the Determined Patriotism Conference coming up in Kansas City, Veterans Day weekend, November 10th and 11th. Please, you don't want to miss that. We're going to talk specifically about how to win this election, how to counter the cheat, what we need to do to get involved at the local level and how we win. We already know that they're going to cheat. That's a foregone conclusion. Head over there, get tickets, only $75. Look, that's not a lot for what you get. 2 days, General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Mel Kay, Ann Vandersteel, Christy Hutcherson, Alex Stone, a whole plethora of others, myself. I mean, good grief, there's the benefit, the cost ratio right there, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be there. Get tickets. They are going fast. Only 500 seats available. We keep these things small on purpose because I want you to get to know and meet these speakers, talk with them, get their autograph if you want it, get a picture and so forth, but be able to meet them and shake their hand. They want to do the same with you. So Texas, it is not turning more blue. It's not turning more blue, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, it's still in the progress of becoming deeper red. What the problem is in Texas, as it is in many other parts of the republic, is that Texas has a rhino problem, a Republican in name only problem. It's an epidemic in Texas. Now, it has its roots in the Bush family, the Karl Rove family, political dynasties, and their establishment ideas. They are neocons. They are not true America First politicians. They are not true America First conservatives, the Bush and the Rove wings, the factions in Texas. They are not. They are the people these two groups represent are the people who have been trying to take down Ken Paxton, and they have failed. Ken Paxton has been acquitted, and watch out. He is going to come after the RINOs, and he's going to be unrelenting. Just watch. These people, they'll try everything in their power, these neocons and these RINOs. They'll try everything in their power to destroy the MAGA movement within the Republican Party and destroy anyone associated with it, because it represents the end of the establishment neocon identity and the principles of such within the party, the establishment, the fact that these people feel privileged and entitled to their elected class. We will, as the MAGA movement, and the MAGA movement is a wholesome, good movement that is rooted in the foundations and principles of God primarily, but then also, and just as important, the foundations and the philosophies and the beliefs of the founding fathers. The trouble in Texas has nothing to do, my friends, with people becoming a Democrat or Democrats moving in. The troubles in Texas have everything to do with this Bush Rove establishment RINO class. And so that's how Texas provides us an insight to the Republic as a whole. The establishment, the Bush family, the Karl Rove wings of the Republican Party, they need to be eliminated, voted out, purged from Texas legislature, purged from the American legislature in Washington, D.C., and wherever they reside throughout this republic. In the midst of all of this, and don't forget, we see Mitt Romney backing out and retiring because he saw the writing on the wall. He knew that him and his particular brand of republicanism, which isn't true republicanism, has lost the day. It's over. And Mitt did not want to become Liz. He didn't want to become Liz Cheney, if you catch my drift. He didn't want to have happen to him what happened to her. And then we had Ken Paxton's own election. If you remember that, he was running against George P. Bush, who got absolutely obliterated in that election. The people of Texas, from all demographics, wanted nothing to do with another Bush in their state government. So the Bush family has been rejected in the state of Texas, and that is a good thing, my friends. Karl Rove, well, he's been sequestered to Fox News, where their viewership has dwindled, where he uses his dry erase whiteboard to illustrate his neocon and RINO philosophy. So keep him out of real politics, and don't let them infiltrate real politics. You people of Texas, you people of Texas, and I know millions of you listen to this program, you got to keep it that way. You got to keep the Bush and the Karl Rove factions out of play. And you need to take a look at this Ken Paxton impeachment. You need to identify every Republican, every one of them, who voted in favor of impeaching Ken Paxton, and every one of those Republicans needs to be primaried. All right, I went a little long in the first segment, ladies and gentlemen, telling you about my dental story. So let me take a quick break right here to remind you that we are having a conference in Kansas City, Missouri, November 10th and 11th, Veterans Day weekend. Come and join General Flynn, Mike Lindell, myself, Christy Hutcherson, Mel Kay, Ann Vandersteel, Alex Stone, sheriffs. We'll have educators. Karen Kingston is on board. Good old friend of ours. We go way back, Karen and I, to a couple of years ago when she first appeared at my conference in Branson, Missouri. Go to determinedpatriotismconference.us DeterminedPatriotismConference.us, my friends, and get tickets over there. Use the promo code Doug and get $10 off the price of your tickets over there. I hope to see you, ladies and gentlemen, Kansas City, November 10th and 11th. I'll be right back after this break and the wonderful trip into capitalism that it represents. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
I want to tell you about the good people over at EMP Shield, electromagnetic pulse. Electromagnetic pulse, ladies and gentlemen, it can fry your home electrical system or your vehicle's electrical system. But if you attach one of these, now this is for your breaker box at home. There's a smaller version that goes on your battery of your car, your vehicle, that will prevent it from being fried in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Because as you know, thanks to Administrator Biden, many people coming across the border now who don't exactly have the best of intentions. Protect yourself. EMPShield.com. Get huge discounts over there if you use the promo code Doug. Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I am standing shoulder to shoulder with Mike Lindell and his employees over at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Billings when you go over there to MyPillow.com. Everything that you need. You already know about the sheets, the pillows, obviously the pillows, the slippers, the best slippers in the world, ladies and gentlemen. They even have dog beds and pet beds over there. I've got two of them for my service dog, Jet. Absolutely, I do. MyPillow.com, stand shoulder to shoulder with me and Mike Lindell as we support his employees as he endeavors to become one of the refounders, if you will, one of the refounding fathers of our republic. It's the least we can do. MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Please, ladies and gentlemen, MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Again, just mentioning the Determined Patriotism Conference, November 10th and 11th. I'm going to talk about it and promote it for the next several weeks here. We have a November 10th and 11th date. Tickets are going fast. They are limited. Only 500 tickets available. So you know it's going to be a sellout. You know it's going to be a sellout. Go to DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us and get tickets over there. They're only $75. You use promo code Doug and get $10 off over there. If you like Mel K, use Mel K as the promo code. If you like Alex Stone, use Alex. Whatever. Just you'll get discounts over there. We want to make this accessible to everybody. It's in Kansas City, and we will hope to see you there. So, all right. So that's Texas and the Ken Paxton story. I wanted to get that off my chest and talk a little bit about that just to kind of decompress that story. It's an important one, and it's rhinos and the neocon establishment that are at the root of the problem in Texas. Texas is not becoming blue, just to summarize again, all right? Now, in other news, now this is what's going to give you hope. This is what's going to kind of put a little pep in your step, because what is happening with President Trump is absolutely glorious. It's good. It's incredibly inspiring. President Trump, I mean, God bless him. After everything that he's enduring and keeps on enduring, every single poll, any credible poll that's out there, and I mean, words are important, any one of them that's credible, shows that President Trump is leading in all of them with regards to his position in the 2024 presidential election, leading his fellow Republicans who are in the race, and I'll get to them in a minute, by upwards of 60% or more. And by the way, speaking of these, and I'm going to probably talk about this and mention this several times between now and the end of the program, because I am so fervently convinced that this should be what happens. It's time that every member of the GOP who's running for president withdraw from the race, withdraw, support President Trump and unite. I mean, Vivek Ramaswamy, Mike Pence, especially Mike Pence, Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, Chris Christie, all of the others, they need to withdraw. They have none of the tools that are required to save this republic from the grip of the Communist Socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party. And the left, the radical left, seeing all of this incredible advantage that's mounting up, that's developed for President Trump is absolutely stunned. Stunned as many people are having heard this news for the first time. The meltdowns that these people are having are real, and I love them. I love watching, doing my homework for you. You know, I do the dirty deed of having to watch the mainstream media to keep you abreast of what's really going on in the world so that I can counter the lies that they put forth. But you look at the mainstream media, and I'm going to show you a clip from MSNBC with one of their radical left woke liberal babes, Nicole Wallace, who in the grip of her panic, in the grip of her despair, actually says, and I quote, the S word, you know, dung. S is about to hit the fan. She says it right on live air. And now it's not, it doesn't offend you or me, but to say that on air, I mean, her emotions get away from her and she says this and she's in full meltdown mode. And it's beautiful to see, ladies and gentlemen. Take a look at it. Relish it with me. Clip number one, which demonstrates this glorious, glorious meltdown featuring the one and only left-wing radical info babe Nicole Wallace, ladies and gentlemen. Here's clip number one.
Something really bad is going to happen. Okay, shit's about to hit the fan in this country. Fox News had to veer away from a lunatic spewing hatred and death threats for Democratic officials in New York because of the migrant caucus. Everyone is on, I don't even know the word. Everyone knows that we're walking into something hideous and no one will do anything. Yeah. I refuse to believe that nothing can be done. These are people getting their information in part because of the vacuum being created by people with, I don't even know if we call it a spine anymore. That might be an insult to spines. But there are still people out there with followings. He can go out and here's what I want to ask you. When something happens, what do you want to be able to tell your kids and grandkids you did? You good with nothing? You good with, I didn't do anything because I didn't think anyone would listen to me. Trump tweeted something mean about me someday because you did something. I tried to do something. Where are all of the Republicans who still have little slivers of a following in the cesspool that is the MAGA base?
Did you hear her? You know what stuck out in my mind? The cesspool that is the MAGA base. The cesspool, that's the MAGA base. It's another example. Look, it doesn't surprise us that they say these things anymore. Another example of what the left thinks of us. We're a cesspool. Remember, though, ladies and gentlemen, it is us, conservative America, first Republicans, who believe in the divine providence of God. It is us who believe in the sanctity of human life at all stages of its development, from conception to natural birth. And by the way, about the topic of life, we as conservatives have got to take the moral high ground on this and not capitulate or give up any ground on this. We stand for life at all stages, from conception to natural birth. That is us. We have got to take the narrative away from the radical left. This is a godly pursuit. We are the party of life, and we make no apology for it. We will endeavor to take care of women and to give them the services they need to help them with each pregnancy, even ones that are unwanted, of course. But we have got to begin to be the party of women and of life. And we've got to run with that narrative. We need PR people to come up with a campaign. We don't take step backwards with regards to life. We don't take steps backwards with regards to God. And it's us, true America conservative, America first Republicans, who are the only ones who can lay any claim to the heritage of the founding fathers of this republic. The left certainly can't. Look what they've done to us. They want to fundamentally transform us away from what the founding fathers intended this republic to be. The border, the reason that the border is opened, among many other reasons, is because they want these illegal immigrants to become part of their electoral base. They want them to be able to vote without being citizens. It's absolutely part of how they want to dissolve the American identity. This is very real. It's tragic. It's very serious. They want to dissolve American nationalism and our identity. Look what's happened in Spain, France, Germany, England is happening to now. All of these illegals coming in. France doesn't even know who it is anymore. They have no national identity. The radical left in this country has absolutely no claim to the moral principles and foundings that were put forth to us in, inspired by God and written down and codified in our founding documents by the founding fathers. None. They can't claim any of it. We have the moral high ground. They, those people who make up the radical, woke, commune socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, they are the party of death. The death of infants within their mother's womb. The death of infants as they're being born. They're the party of the false illusion of happiness being achieved by teaching young people that they can become happy if they would only mutilate their genitalia. Think about that. They are the party that wants to eliminate God from society. That is their number one goal above all else. Make no mistake, that's not my opinion. That is a matter of fact. They are the party who wants to defund the police. They're the party who want these open borders and a destruction, a dissolution of our national identity. They're the party who want to dilute our very culture. They're the party who want America to dissolve into this new world order led by the World Economic Forum and people like Klaus Schwab. And they want us to kneel to every mandate put forth by the CDC. They are the party of anti-Americanism. And so I love it when somebody like President Trump surges in the hearts and the minds of the American people as resulted in, as displayed in these polls. And I love it when the liberals have meltdowns, because every evil task that they've set upon has failed with regards to what they've tried to do to President Trump. All right. Time does fly. Up against another break, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to lose this momentum. I'm going to come back and talk more about this. President Trump surging in the hearts, minds, and lives of American people. Don't forget, we are having a Determined Patriotism Conference in Kansas City, November 10th and 11th. It's Veterans Day weekend. Go to determinedpatriotismconference.us. determinedpatriotismconference.us. Get tickets. Use promo code Doug and get $10 off the price of a ticket. I'll be right back after this break. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I am standing shoulder to shoulder with Mike Lindell and his employees over at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Billings when you go over there to MyPillow.com. Everything that you need. You already know about the sheets, the pillows, obviously the pillows. The slippers, the best slippers in the world, ladies and gentlemen. They even have dog beds and pet beds over there. I've got two of them for my service dog, Jet. Absolutely, I do. MyPillow.com, stand shoulder to shoulder with me and Mike Lindell as we support his employees as he endeavors to become one of the refounders, if you will, one of the refounding fathers of our republic. It's the least we can do. MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Please, ladies and gentlemen, MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Believe it, for the Republic. Cheers. I want to tell you about the good people over at EMP Shield, electromagnetic pulse, ladies and gentlemen. It can fry your home electrical system or your vehicle's electrical system. But if you attach one of these, now this is for your breaker box at home. There's a smaller version that goes on your battery of your car, your vehicle, that will prevent it from being fried in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Because as you know, thanks to Administrator Biden, many people coming across the border now who don't exactly have the best of intentions. Protect yourself. EMPShield.com. Get huge discounts over there if you use the promo code Doug.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of my show, The Right Side. I'm Doug Billings, talking about the right side of health. Becoming the best version of yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, is important. You see this device over here? It's a little water, hydrogen water, ladies and gentlemen, hydrogen-infused water. The health benefits of this are incredible and well-documented. I want you to go to holyhydrogen.com. Look this machine up. Use the promo code Doug to get $100 off. They have a payment plan. They have a top tier one customer service center. You're going to want to take advantage of this and learn all about it. It takes care of the swelling in your gut. It clears up mind fog. Listen, cancer, glaucoma, The results of the jab, all of these things have been documented to show increased benefits by virtue of infused water with hydrogen. HolyHydrogen.com, ladies and gentlemen. Promo code Doug. Believe it for the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Hey, also, if you want to keep up with me and you want to know what's going on, we will do this for you. I want you to text my name, Doug. Text it to 41372. Text Doug to 41372. And we're not going to be intrusive, not going to send you an avalanche of texts, but you will learn about what I'm doing to support myself, what I'm doing to support my health, how I'm achieving independence through this banking crisis that we're in. And it's just information that I want to share with you. And there'll be other things that come up that I'll share as well. So text again, Doug, to 41372, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate that. I always like to keep in touch with you. You can also reach out and check me out over on the website, dougbillings.us. Highly, highly hopeful that you will click on that support tab at dougbillings.us. Log into the website. This is how we keep this show going, through your kind support. Your prayerful support, of course, first and foremost, but your financial support is needed as well. So I'm just asking you to consider heading over to dougbillings.us and click on the support tab and donate whatever you can. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to feel obligated to watch the show every day. Although if you do, you know that you become members of the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land. It just means that you like the show, you like me, you like what we're doing, and you want to help us continue. dougbillings.us, the support tab there at the top of the webpage, click on it and please help us in some way with a financial contribution. So the liberal meltdowns continue, ladies and gentlemen, because President Trump, no surprise to you and me, surging in the hearts and the minds of people throughout the Republic. The polls have spoken. They are clear. Now, I know some of you out there still, you know, and I understand why. What good are polls, Doug? Come on, man. What polls? They're just going to cheat again. These guys, the left, they're going to cheat. What polls are? No, polls are good. They are still important because it still shows us the pulse of America. The poll. I understand they're going to cheat. Of course they're going to cheat. They always have. We understand that. We have to counterbalance that cheat with our involvement at the local level. You've heard me say this a million times. We'll talk a little bit about that at the conference in Kansas City, November 10th and 11th, determinedpatriotismconference.us. Head over there and get tickets. But look, these polls do matter because they show the pulse of the American people. It's because President Trump is leading in these polls, and I mean by significant margins in many cases. Despite the phony and fake and the fictitious indictments, everything else that the radical left has thrown at him, President Trump is surging in the hearts and the minds of the American people. And it does my heart good to see this. President Trump being recognized for what he represents, what he did as president. And the radical left can't deal with that, my friends. And Nicole Wallace, who we saw in that clip, to a degree, is the poster child, or maybe I should say the poster snowflake or the poster Karen of the liberal meltdown movement. But what's important to also know, and this is really important, is that Trump is rising in the hearts and the minds of Americans, despite the BS being thrown at him, in part causing the meltdown of the left, but it goes deeper than that. President Trump, folks, look, President Trump is beating Administrator Biden 50% to 49% in the popular vote. Now, that's the printed, posted polls, okay? The conglomeration, it's one point. But when we look at that, when we dive deeper into that number, and we look at the independent votes that make up those numbers. Okay, good. What about independent voters? Because the left was so convinced they would get them. Independent voters support President Trump 57% to only 42% for Administrator Biden. This is incredible. This is a good signal and a sign. It bolsters us. It's not an election. I'm not addressing the cheating in this by telling you these poll numbers. The poll numbers are speaking about the heart and the mind of the American people, and this is exciting. This is excellent news. So as for the 50% to the 49% margin in the popular vote, let me say this, because it's 1 point, I get it. Well, you're saying, well, 50% to 49, Doug, that's 1%. That's not a huge margin. But again, remember, when you look at that number within it, the independent voters, they're supporting Trump 57% to 42%. That is huge. Okay, but let's look at the popular vote overall, the 50 to 49% margin of that popular vote. President Trump's lead is greater than that, because if anything we've learned from history, we know that the polls have always shown us that they're skewed towards liberals. And especially when you juxtapose those numbers against independent numbers, the 57% to the 42%, I don't know about you, but it leaves very little doubt in my mind that President Trump's overall lead in the popular vote is a lot bigger than 1 point. And speaking of President Trump and his and history, historically speaking, Trump has always overperformed the poll results. Always. Nobody expected him to beat Hillary in 20, at least according to the polls, to beat Hillary Clinton. So he overperformed the polls. And historically speaking, Administrator Biden always underperforms the polls. There's a Harvard-Harris poll out that has Trump up in a national poll over Administrator Biden by 4 points in the popular vote. The latest Fox poll, which I don't need to remind you are infamous for leaning towards the left in their polls, has Trump up by 2 points in the popular vote as well, 48 to 46%. Independent voters are in favor of Trump by a whopping 10%, double digits. 46 to 36 in that Fox poll. So much to the chagrin of liberals, all of their abject BS, fictitious indictments, all of their things that they've lied about with regards to their commune socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party platform, policies and politics, all of it has driven independent voters to President Trump by the millions. They're looking at the state of the country and they're going, this is not what I signed up for. That's what the independent voters are thinking. I have not signed up for this. This is not my America. This is not my intent. I am not sticking with this guy. I want Trump back in there. Every single poll that's credible has swung in Trump's direction, literally. If you look at all of the polls, you conglomerate their scores between October of 2020 and September of 2023, this year, right now, from October of 2020 to September of 2023, every poll has swung in favor of President Trump by double digits. And if the election were held today, my friends, and if interference was prohibited, I know that they're going to still try to cheat. I'm just simply saying if it was held today, the current Electoral College map shows a decisive win for President Trump with 312 votes to 226 votes for Administrator Biden. That is an Electoral College landslide. And we're not going to let them forget these numbers. We see these polls. We know what's out there. And we know. Look, we know intuitively. We know because we have common sense. We look at the size of the rallies that Trump has. Where else you want to turn? The economy? The latest Suffolk poll says that only 70% of Americans think the economy is going in the wrong direction. 70%. President Carter, God bless him, can die in peace because the mantle of the worst president ever in the history of the Republic has been passed to Administrator Biden. And the same people that are in that group, the 70% that think the economy is going in the wrong way, believe and trust President Trump to fix it. And they don't trust and believe that Biden can. President Trump has a unique advantage, you guys, over everybody. It includes the GOP folks, the Republicans, and everybody else in it. His advantage is that he is, and Dick Morris said this first, he's part incumbent and part candidate. He's a hybrid candidate. It's a huge advantage for President Trump because usually the person who's in the White House in a campaign can only rely on their record. They can say, look what I've done. Look what I did. When somebody else, like a candidate, attacks them, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. The guy in the office in the presidency can say, well, look what I've done. I've already done it. Ding, 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 ding. But Trump has the advantage over Biden because Biden can't cite his record now. He can't simply say, well, look, I'm the president. I've done this, because Trump has been the president. And he did an incredible job. He had vast more success than Administrator Biden during his term. Trump did. Vastly. What do you want to look at for a comparison? The border, energy independence, food costs, fuel costs, the debacle that happened in Afghanistan. Trump would have never given $6 billion for the release of American hostages because that only encourages more hostages. I mean, we can go on and on and on. So Trump has this advantage in his hybrid candidacy. We know that he's the only person that can do this job. Biden clearly cannot, and the rest of the Republican field cannot. That's why they need to get out and support Trump immediately. It's ridiculous that they're in there. We know the debate. We know the answers. We know the questions. We know the candidate who can do this, and it's President Trump every day of the week and twice on Sundays. Ladies and gentlemen, November 10th and 11th, come and join me in Kansas City with General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Mel Kay, Alex Stone, Ann Vandersteele, Karen Kingston. Go to determinedpatriotismconference.us and get some tickets today. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope to see you there. You are the solution. You are the way out. We the people, we will prevail, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourselves permission to believe it. God bless you.